Welcome to morning prayer. My name's Alison and I'm part of the community here. Shall we pray? Lord, we thank you for the start of a new day. We thank you for lighter mornings and lighter evenings that make our days feel longer. Thank you for the signs of spring in bird song and in the flowers that are starting to bud. We thank you that whilst the seasons change, you stay the same. Amen. I'm going to be using Psalm 91 this morning, which is on a very nice even number of page 600 in the Pew Bibles. So, just before I read it, a little background to why I've chosen Psalm 91. About 3 years ago, in the church I was in at the time, I was asked to lead a service with another member of the congregation because the vicar was going to be away. She gave us a list of the three readings set for that Sunday and just left us to it. And we looked at two of the readings and thought, oh, they look a bit heavy. So we settled on Psalm 91. So we'll have Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say the Lord is my refuge and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. My favorite part of that psalm is verse 4. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings, you will find refuge. Perhaps you can think of a time when God has covered you with his feathers. Shall we take a few moments to thank him quietly for these times? And perhaps to pray for those who need to find shelter under his wings. So a couple of weeks after leading that service, I was out cycling, which is one of my sort of escape things, or just to get out and have some air. And it was actually a day in November, but really quite a beautiful sunny day in November. And I stopped on a bridge that goes over the River Trent to take a photo. And I thought I was taking a picture of the river with a bit of blue sky. When I got home and then looked at the photos again, this is what I saw. Now, I don't know if anybody else can see what I saw. Do you see wings? So it was just, well, I don't remember that being in the sky when I took the photo, but clearly it was. And it was a reminder from God that I was indeed under his wings. 2 months later, I moved house. And the vicar gave me a little housewarming present with Psalm 91, verse 4 on it. And she didn't know that we'd actually used Psalm 91. So I think that was another message from God. So I'm going to play a song that we also used during that service. And then after the song, you are free to stay in the chapel a little longer if you wish to, or make your way down and breakfast will be served shortly. It does start with a rather strange ferry on it, but there we are.